You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I have an incredible guest who has been described as the epitome of The Little Mermaid and Tony Robbins if they had a baby. So today I have Laura Poberin, and she co-hosts the podcast, The Unfiltered Coach, with her husband, and her superpower is teaching online coaches how to create the transformation that they create for their clients for themselves, and helping them create that inner shift that gives them the ability to step into their highest, most badass selves. Her gift is showing you how to do this for yourself and your business so you can live out exactly what's pinned to your vision board. So thank you so much for being here, Laura. I'm so pumped to have you.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, I'm so excited to dive in. So I know you have got just a crazy cool story. Mm-hmm. And that's always where I like to start. Story, and a lot of the, you know, things, the challenges we start off with are the things that, you know, guide us and direct us. So I just want to go to starting with that. So tell us a little bit about your story before you got into what you're doing now.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a very interesting background. I went into business with my husband about 6 years ago now. We started a private studio, like a private personal training studio together in Canada. And it was great for the first 3 years. You know, it was awesome. We were investing in ourselves and we were doing the entrepreneurial thing. You know, we were going all in on our dreams. And it was cool for a while. It was very tiny. We had like the shittiest equipment. We had the crappiest equipment. It was all just like rummage from the city, but we had the most amazing community around us. And that has always been a core thread in anything that I've done, is surrounding myself with amazing people. I just didn't realize it at the time that that was really one of my superpowers. But anyways, fast forward around the 3 year mark, we decided, okay, we are at capacity. And, you know, as entrepreneurs now wearing our entrepreneurial hats, it makes sense that we should expand. We should go bigger. We should impact more lives. We should have a team and we should have a bigger gym. And so we did it. We secured $500,000 loan from the bank. Mm-hmm. We expanded into a gym that was 4 times the size of the one we were in. And we hated it. We opened and it was less than a year later that we closed our doors. We walked away from everything. We pulled the plug. And it was the single hardest decision I've ever had to make as an entrepreneur, but it was one that came from my heart and my gut. And for so long, I had been listening to my head and what I thought I had to become, or what I thought should be the next step based on, you know, my ego and status and wanting to make more money and to appear a certain way to my peers and to, like, you know, have the success on paper. But internally, through that expansion, I realized that I didn't want any of that if that's what it meant. You know, I was working 80-hour work weeks. My marriage, we never talked. Like, we just worked in the same room, but we would literally text each other. Like, we never communicated because it was work, work, work all the time. And so, you know, we got to this place where we're like, okay, well, this is either our life or we choose to make a big pivot. And at the time, like, we had just signed a 7-year lease. Our landlords could have sued us. You know, we had just secured $500,000 loan. Thank goodness we only had to walk away with $100,000 of that being debt that we now owe back. But we broke up our community, the lifeline of our entire passion and purpose. We broke up, and that was really the hardest part, was watching this community just sort of scatter all over the city. Mm-hmm. This family we had spent the last 4 years building. But anywho, we made the shift, we made the jump. We had the courage to make such a massive change that not only impacted our lives, both financially and every other way possible, but the lives of hundreds and hundreds of other people, that felt like a selfish act at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, mm-hmm. I'm choosing my happiness above everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I think as entrepreneurs, you know, every person who gets to a certain level of success in business, I feel goes through these really pivotal moments in their business, mm-hmm. right? Where it's like a make it or break it. It's like you're proving to the world that you have what it takes to pursue and keep going and not to give up on your dream. And looking back now, in the moment, it was the most devastating thing that could have happened. Like, I felt like I was in a black hole. I look back on my Instagram, mm-hmm. and there's pictures I remember taking, and I was crying 3 minutes before I took that picture, but I felt like I had to show up for the world in such a big way. I wiped those tears away and I took that mm-hmm. picture for Instagram and I kept on going, mm-hmm. right? But that's not what business is about anymore. It's changing. And I love that people are becoming more aware of what really makes them happiest and having the courage to make changes if that's what it takes to actually achieve a life of freedom that they're chasing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we coach our clients on now, is chasing freedom through that lens of, what does your business need to really look like to support the life you really want to be living?
Mm, right. And this was, being a fellow Canadian, I was yeah. curious, was this in Alberta that you guys
yeah.
were?
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay. Totally.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. I worked out on the West Coast for 2.5 years or so out there. So yeah, I totally get that, working in that corporate environment and then making that transition. But it is funny you say that about, like, usually it's these big pivotal shifts as entrepreneurs that we have to make, that it's like this go big or go home sort of moment, that as an entrepreneur, you have that DNA within you that you're going to be able to take on whatever it is. And I know I want to talk more about this part, about how you went from, you know, zero business to a six-figure online business in yeah. less than 6 months. Because I think there's a pattern here. And when I was reading that about you, I had a bit of a similar situation where the company I was working for, all of a sudden, they were in this lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And I was the president of this fitness company. And they closed the doors. And all of a sudden, the next day, I didn't have a job. So I think it's interesting, these pivotal moments that you say happen, that all of a sudden it's like, okay, I'm really in this now. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? Like, what did mm-hmm. that period of your life look like?
So I started my transition out of the gym before Landon did. Mm-hmm. And thank God I did, because I stepped out of the gym and I remember, like, the first day working from home, I didn't have to go into the gym, was both the most confusing day of my life and, like, the most freeing day of my life. Right. Mm-hmm. But it was on that day that I was like, okay, I don't have a choice. If I don't make this happen, we're going to close our gym and we're going to be fucked. Like, yeah. we're going to yeah. be totally screwed. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start talking to as many people as I can. And Instagram was very different back then. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, like, how easy it was to talk to people 2 years ago on Instagram. It's not the same anymore. But back then, like, I hadn't asked my audience for anything ever. I didn't even see it as an option. I just, like, posted and provided value for years. And so when I decided to start having conversations with these people, I had been giving and giving and giving for so long that they were ready. You know, I didn't even realize it, but I had been grooming them for years. And so it was really actually quite easy for me to start having, I was literally in the DMs all day, 20 to 50 conversations a day, quality conversations with people, and just offering to help them in an online capacity. And I had zero expectations. Like, I didn't even know a business mentor was a thing back then, right? Yeah. I just had zero expectations. I was like, well, if I'm going to sell people, I have to talk to them. So I'm going to start talking to them. Like, that's literally how simplistic it felt to me. And I think because of that, that was such a blessing, because I just, like, was so authentic in how I was reaching out. I didn't have any idea of how I was going to sell them. All I knew was I needed to get them on the phone. So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I offered to help them. And I started, I remember one week I had 19 calls booked just from reaching out to people on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, why have I not been doing this the whole time? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, we overcomplicate. Like, that's now what I realized looking back was my blessing in disguise, is I just didn't know what I was supposed to do. So I just did what felt natural to me. And that's essentially exactly how I grew from zero to six figures in less than, I think it was like 5 months and a week or something. Mm-hmm. So quick. And it was just, okay, I'm just going to give and talk to people and offer to help them and step into my power. And mm-hmm. do what actually lights me up for the first time in 5 years, mm-hmm. right? I was pitching them on nutrition coaching instead of personal training, which was always my first love. That's always what I wanted to be doing, but just felt like I couldn't.
Right.
And so I was instantly more inspired to be talking about that. And obviously my energy matched that. And mm-hmm. I was able to sell with really very little effort. So like, I think the message in that for people now is stop expecting a result. Right? Stop mm-hmm. expecting X plus Y to equal Z mm-hmm. and start investing in what you are lit up about and start sharing that with as many people as you possibly can in whatever way feels the best to you, because that's ultimately how you're going to grow faster rather than going, okay, well, I'm going to send 20 DMs a day because my business coach told me I had to. Yeah. No, if you don't want to talk to people on Instagram, find a different way that aligns with you, but that's how you're really going to grow quickly, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's essentially what I did.
And so I think that your bridge from going from, you know, working in a brick and mortar business to online, mm-hmm. it obviously seems probably for a lot of people listening, like it was just this easy transition. Oh, yeah. You stepped into your power. It was no big deal.
Good for her. Yeah.
No big deal. So tell us about that, because I know that that is one of your superpowers. Mm. How would you help somebody if they were struggling with that? Like maybe they're working a part-time side hustle that, or, you know, maybe it's a full-time job, something that they know that they can, you know, kind of feel in their bones that is not living up to what they want to be doing. Mm-hmm. How do they know how to pivot like that? What are the signs you would say that they should start looking into or things they should start thinking about?
I mean, my biggest sign for like a pivot is in the future is anxiety. Like I feel kind of like knots in my stomach. I feel tense yeah. in my body. I can't stop thinking that there's something else out there for me. Mm-hmm. Right. I think there's a deep knowing in all of us when something doesn't feel right. And when there's yeah. something else we should be doing instead, there's just like a layer of fear on top of that knowing that mm-hmm. causes us to avoid it or to think that's crazy. That would never work for me. I could never do that. Like I had all of those thoughts. And keep in mind, I was having these gut feelings before we ever secured the $500,000 loan. Like mm-hmm. I knew this wasn't the right move, but yeah. in my brain at the time, it was like, no, Laura, this is the path you've chosen. You've made yeah. your bed. You have to keep growing. People mm-hmm. are counting on you. What will people think if you close your gym? Your reputation will be ruined. Like all of these stories mm-hmm. kept me from listening to that gut reaction. Mm-hmm. Yet I don't regret it because I learned a lot inside of that yeah. pivot that I now use to coach my clients. So mm-hmm. when people are not sure if it's time to pivot, I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think yeah. that they need to just give themselves space to actually be true with themselves and explore what that looked like. If you never give yourself the chance to even explore it as an option, it's never going to come to fruition. So yeah. when I'm starting to feel that way now, I like to take a step back from everything. I'll grab a notebook. Well, now I go sit by the beach, right? Which mm-hmm. is awesome. I'm now living mm-hmm. down in Mexico. Mm-hmm. But before I would like go for a drive and just think, okay, what's not going well in my life right now? Is that really what's going on? Mm-hmm. Or is it that I've been fighting with my husband and that's what really the problem? Or is it my kids are going crazy and that's really the problem? Because sometimes what's not going well in other areas of our life kind of overflows into where we spend the most time, which a lot of the time as an entrepreneur is our business, mm-hmm. right? So giving yourself space to consider all options as what's really not feeling good to me, where am I projecting that, and what is it that actually needs to change? And then from there, what's my first step? If you are working a full-time job and you're exploring a side hustle option, how can you play with that? You know, it's not a matter of making this big, massive jump, a leap of faith that's like all or nothing. It's okay just to play and to be like, I'm just going to explore what this could be. Maybe I'll work with one client or two clients in this capacity and see how I like it before you make a big life change like that. My journey happened over the span of about 2 years. You know, from the time that I first had that gut reaction of this isn't right to going through the expansion and the closure and now moving from Canada to Mexico, it was about a 2 year period, just over 2 years. So it's not a change that happened overnight, and it's not one that came without a lot of tears and a lot of doubts and a lot of fear. But coming back to your gut every single time is how you step into your power eventually. And stepping into your power is an evolution. I'm still stepping into my power today. Like, I don't think that ever stops.
Yeah. Well, and I think that talking about that sort of, you know, you have that gut reaction that this doesn't feel right, but then there's this layer of fear that exists over top of it. And usually we go back to things that we've been told as kids or bosses or things like that, that you, you know, have sort of gone through, and you sort of use that sometimes, that one sentence or thought to compare or decide, is this the direction I go or not? How do you make sure that you're uncovering that? And if anything was possible, really being objective about it, because I think sometimes people get trapped in that, the other voices that aren't their own, holding them back from even dreaming there.
Huge. Yes. Wow. That was such a big piece of really what held me back for a long time is significance is a need that every human has. Entrepreneurs specifically have a larger degree of energy placed there because, you know, we want to feel significant inside of what we're building, whether it's the value we get from helping other people, or if we want to achieve a certain status in the market or whatever, we seek significance. And so the way we seek that can be either positive or negative. We can seek it through external rewards and praise, or we can seek it internally. And I think truly the power of stepping into who you are meant to be and your flow is about achieving significance in a way that is fulfilling that need for you internally.
And so how did you decide that? Because, you know, I hear this all the time from social sellers as well, or people that are thinking about getting into something more full time, really deciding. And I know even myself, sometimes this is a thing that thinking about nailing that superpower and exactly what it is that you do, sometimes it's easier for, you know, other people to help you and guide you and tell you, yeah, this is what you're good at. This is what you should be doing. But you went through this transition of being in the fitness space and then knowing that nutrition was home for you, that home base, going back there. So is there any advice or strategies you would use on really nailing that and figuring out where your home base is and how to get back into that place of, you know, this really feels good and this is what I feel like I should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of the people that I mentor now, our superpowers are really hidden in what we perceive to be weaknesses or flaws. Because oftentimes, if we're off track, if we're off course, it can really hinder us from stepping into that because we're afraid to let that part of ourselves be seen. So for me, just as a quick example, my superpower is based in my ability to be emotional. And I used to hide that part of me like nobody's business, right? Entrepreneurs aren't supposed to cry. Business owners aren't supposed to get tied to their clients and to spend all of this extra time checking in with them to make sure they're okay. That's not allowed. You're wasting time and energy, right? Like that was the story I had bought into. So I hid that part of myself. But truly, that's now what fuels my entire business is my ability to see people so deeply for who they really are and to be able to relate to their version of the world and help them through whatever's blocking them. So to know whether you're on the right track or not, you got to do gut checks. Like mm-hmm. if you've never given yourself the space to even explore what could be possible for you, it's almost like going through creating a new identity for yourself. Like you spend so much time wearing masks that oftentimes we need to go through the process of stripping those masks away first before we can even begin the journey of figuring out what we're meant for. If we try and figure out what we're meant for in the middle of a mess, it's not going to turn out because everything is going to seem like an opportunity, mm-hmm. right? Like I know if I think back to when I was stuck in the gym and I was working 80-hour weeks and burnt out all the time and just hating my life, anything would have been better than that, mm-hmm. right? So anything yeah. could have felt like a superpower, mm-hmm. right? Sure, I could do that or I could do this, anything to get me out of my current situation. Mm-hmm. So I think first, exploring what's going wrong in your life, what needs to change, what's the real cause, and where are you projecting that into other areas of your life? Two, what's your gut leading you towards? Start making lists, like mm-hmm. explore all of the things that bring you joy and passion and interest. And where is that rooted from? Is that rooted in escape from your current life, or is that rooted in true desire to help other people or to, I don't know, design logos or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a true desire you have? And giving yourself an incubation period where maybe you'd play with a couple of these things in a capacity that's not super locking you in the long haul, right? Like don't make big monetary investments, get a couple clients, play with it and see, do you really love this? Or was this a temporary desire or an opportunity that presented itself just to give you an option to get out of your current situation? Because like I said, like finding your superpower and then learning how to monetize it, that's a process. And you have to be willing to grow with it and allow that superpower to evolve, because what mine was and what it is now, it's always changing, right? Mm-hmm. As I grow as a person. So I think when I say superpower, it's more so like the vehicle that you're using to feel happier in your life, to mm-hmm. do things more often that fulfill you and bring you passion. It's not like this magical thing that we all have inside of us that we like need a key to unlock. Mm-hmm. We have the power to unlock it and we can have more than one. You know, there is no right or wrong answer. The goal in the end is to be happy. And however you're able to achieve that right now and in the future may change and shift and evolve, and knowing that that's okay too. You're not meant to just do one thing forever. You're meant to change and shift and evolve, and embracing that.
So would you say then that in looking at the two things that we've talked about, you really connecting with, it's almost like this thing that in the entrepreneurial world, we almost shoo it away because we're, oh wait, that doesn't apply here. So you totally. Sort of take that thing, and maybe there's a couple of those things that you're not really sure maybe how it stacks up, but that becomes your superpower. So for you, this power to get really emotional, that is the thing, is a superpower. And the way that it's becoming monetized for you is it started through nutrition coaching. And now mm-hmm. I know that you help fitness coaches go online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
would you say, because I'm thinking there's a formula here that, you know, like I'm always trying to think about how do we simplify and make things easy to apply? And so would you say that that is how the formula sort of works? So look at the things that, you know, maybe aren't as common that you really lean into and enjoy. And then there's a vehicle to monetize that in some way.
Yeah, I think the formula, I mean, I know I'm the same way. I'm type A and I'm a recovering perfectionist. I always want to know like, okay, but like, what's the answer, right? Like, how do I exactly do this? I don't want to waste time. So, I mean, uncovering your superpower is like uncovering your unique opportunities. And so the way that I usually coach my clients through this is what are 3 to 5 things that you are uniquely skilled at that other people typically aren't? And thinking about things that maybe have nothing to do with business, right? Okay. What would you say if I asked you, what are 3 things that you are uniquely awesome at? And then what are 3 to 5 unique opportunities that you've had that other people haven't had? What are different experiences you've had? What are different skill sets that you have that you've acquired over the years? And who are the different connections in your life that you have because of where you've been that other people don't necessarily have? Mm-hmm. This all in combination becomes your unique advantage, your superpower, because mm-hmm. you are a combination of everyone you've met, everything you've experienced, everything you know, and everything that naturally comes easy to you. Mm-hmm. Inside of those things is what you're really meant to be doing. So for example, one of my unique skills is creativity, is art. I love painting. I love drawing. Mm-hmm. So that was on my list. Yeah. What I didn't realize until later is that I'm also creative inside of how I help my clients shift their businesses online, the ideas mm-hmm. I bring to the table with them. It's a different form of creativity, but it's still my unique skill set coming to light in that yeah. capacity, right? So I think if you're looking for a formula, starting with those five areas, giving some really good thought into that and not just saying, well, I don't know, I don't have any skills. Like, ask people, do your research, yeah. be open and vulnerable with yourself enough to explore, what am I actually good at? What do I really enjoy? And then seeing what you have on paper in front of you and piecing together maybe an idea that you didn't even think of before as an option because you mm-hmm. didn't have those pieces to tie together, mm-hmm. right? I think that's a good place to start. The really shitty answer is I don't think there is necessarily an A plus B equals C formula for something like this. I think it comes down to having a place, a direction, you know, an idea, and then giving yourself permission to run with it and to see what happens without trying to force a specific outcome. Because mm-hmm. ultimately, I think that's where a lot of us get into trouble, is we have this expectation of mm-hmm. what this new business venture is going to look like or what it's going to give you. And then when it doesn't turn out that way, even if you had amazing opportunities right in front of you that could have taken you closer to what you're meant to be doing, we miss them. We're blind to them because we are so obsessed with this one singular outcome. So being open to what doors open for you when you have the courage to really step into something that is lighting you up in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I think that it's at least a starting point. In one of the courses that I teach, and it was one of the things that actually a branding coach had done with me way back, I guess it would be 3 years ago now, before I really started my business, we did this life story module. And this yes. was something I knew right away after I had done it, that this is so important in figuring out who you are mm-hmm. and going through, you know, starting from the day you're born to where you're at now and all these like pivotal moments that happen. But I could see pairing that with this idea of like, okay, now that you have this laid out, let's look at what those skills are and what those unique opportunities are. I think it's a really cool way to sort of look at that whole map, because mm-hmm. I think sometimes what happens with people is we look at where we are and we're looking through this cracked mirror, because we see all the ups and downs. We see the failures. We felt them more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And someone from the outside, they don't see those things. They, you know, they see you as this full, beautiful human being that you are, and they're able to kind of pull out those things that maybe you can't see for yourself. And sometimes I think mm-hmm. just the fact of writing it out is beautiful, messy. I like to get the smelly markers out, like yes. this beautiful process of getting that all out on paper. But yeah, I love that. I love the combination of asking those questions and not being tied to them, because you never know how they'll come together. I think for me, it was funny because when I first started, I started with a little mini course in the beginning, and it was really how I found my way working in the fitness industry and then figuring out how was I going to do something different. And training and development, it had always just been at the core of what I love to do. Mm-hmm. And through that process, I didn't really have any expectations because I was working full time still as the president of this company, and I had became like a 7 month runway. You're sort of describing for yourself right. to sort of get my feet where they needed to be, and just weird how timing in the universe just puts you where you need to be. But I was doing a lot of coaching calls at that time, listening to people's story, and then being able to say, okay, well, this is my take on it. And I think that this is happening because of this occurrence you told me about in childhood. And then that's impacting this. And it was sort of this weird, I don't know what I'm doing right now, but I know I'm making connections yeah. and trying to help you understand like why you may be doing this a certain way and why this might be a really good direction for you. So sort of one of those weird skills that I was like, I have no idea how this is ever going to be useful for anyone. But
I'm going to lean into it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah,
right?
I'm just going to lean into it. It's sort of like helping people connect the dots. And now I look at that and it's so funny because this just came to me probably 6 weeks ago where I was like, oh my God, I help people speak their truth. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I help them find the words. Like I love words. I've always been that, you know, creative side. And, you know, from grade one, I was like writing books and doing all these weird things that you're like, child, what are you doing? Just journal after journal. So anyways, that's so cool. I think that that formula that, you know, you've provided with that zero expectations, like you may not know how the dots are going to come together, but just keep leaning in and trust mm-hmm. that, you know, your superpower is there. I love that.
Trust is just like the underpinning word to all of this. Because if you don't have that, you're just going to put blocks up in front of yourself time and time again, right? And mm-hmm. I was reflecting on the last, you know, I kind of perceive my life as before the expansion and after the expansion, mm-hmm. like before mm-hmm. the gym and after the gym. And so we closed the gym about 15, 16 months ago now. Mm-hmm. And in that time, I've really come to value trust because like coming out of the gym, I then also still had the same patterns of needing to find significance mm-hmm. and needing to prove myself and to reach a certain level of success in order to prove that I made the right choice in closing the gym. And like, right, yeah. I had to move through mm-hmm. all of that. That was all still inside of me. So I made a lot of mistakes inside of the shift out of the gym still. Mm-hmm. But learning to trust that every decision you make is literally taking you closer to where you're meant to be, but mm-hmm. also knowing that where you're meant to be is always moving. You're mm-hmm. never going to hit like this magical mm-hmm. point in time where you're like, I made it. It's all magical. And there's rainbows and sparkles and unicorns and everything's amazing. Like there's a quote by Buddha. And I had it in front of me for like the first 6 months when that first initial shift. And it was, there is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. Oh. Right. And oh my God, that hits me mm. in the heart every time because it's so true. It's mm-hmm. so true. And until you're able to really embrace that and be okay with where you're at, but know where you're going mm-hmm. is so much bigger and more beautiful than where you're at. Mm-hmm. Then I think you're just always going to be chasing this target that doesn't exist and you're always mm-hmm. going to come up short, mm-hmm. right? Rather than just really trusting that where you're at right now is a part of that big, beautiful path. Mm-hmm. And if you don't wake up, you're going to miss it, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's really important, but it's really hard to do in practice for sure. Mm-hmm. It requires mm-hmm. a lot of conscious effort.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I just picture this, you know, magical unicorn that is us, like all of us mm-hmm. in our own little ways, like just galloping along. And it's just totally. Like this, like trail of glitter dust.
Yeah.
That's what you're leaving. It's not about where you're going, but it's about this beautiful glitter dust that you're just leaving along the path, along your way.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I love that.
So maybe we can jump into a little bit about, you know, so the fact is you grew your business super fast and obviously learned a ton along the way. Think that the fact that you grew so fast and learning your superpower, how did that become the secret sauce that helped you actually grow so fast?
Okay. So in the first 6 months when I grew really fast, I made a lot of mistakes, like I mentioned. One of them being that I didn't recognize my old pattern of needing to always be busy in order to feel good about what I was doing or to like measure my worth against what I was able to accomplish in a day. Mm-hmm. So the first business I built after the gym, because mm-hmm. I built a few, but mm-hmm. the first one I ended up dismantling entirely because I essentially recreated my life in an online business. So I wasn't in the gym anymore, but I was still working a butt ton of hours every week. Mm-hmm. I was on calls mm-hmm. all day, every day. I was not anymore free. I was just living the same life in a different place, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So it took a lot of emotional energy to move through this internal journey of, I need to be okay with not valuing my worth based on how much I can get done every single day. Mm-hmm. I need to accept that I am enough and show that to myself by valuing my time and taking my time back. So I burnt it all down again and rebuilt it up through the lens of how do I want to actually live my life? What's important to me? And putting those boundaries in place first so that as I built my business the second time, or I guess the third time, I didn't make the same mistake. I didn't fill my day because my natural instinct is just to be busy all the time and that's how I'm important to other people. Right? Yeah. So my superpower sort of evolved during that time because I knew that I wanted to be a heart-centered coach. I wanted to help people change their lives through the vehicle of nutrition at the time. But I didn't realize that I also needed to give that same superpower to myself and show myself compassion and show myself empathy and be okay with who I am and not have to prove my worth to other people, just to trust that I was enough, right? So it was through that second dismantling of my business that I really was able to step into my superpower and learn, okay, I don't have to babysit everybody's investments. I don't have to prove through what I do. I just have to be. I have to be me, and I have to trust that my ability as a coach is enough for these people. And that's really when I was able to step into it and let that flourish and let that guide me. But I think as an entrepreneur, we have this natural need to grow and achieve and grow more and achieve more. And so it's a constant self-check that what's guiding me. Is it what I actually want to do? Is it actually what's going to fulfill me? Or am I making choices from a place of I need to prove that I'm successful, right? So I think like for me right now, it's always coming back to what feels good. What's my gut tell me? You know, if I feel stalled in business, it's usually because I've been making choices based on monetary gain and not what's going to make me happier. So truly, I can't stress enough the gut check. You have to be willing to have those hard conversations with yourself. And if something's not going the way you expected, do you need to adjust your expectations or do you need to adjust the lens through which you're viewing what you're doing?
Yeah, I love that. So how do you now work with entrepreneurs? Because I know your business has shifted and you've been leaning more and more into what makes you happy and your superpower. So what does that look like now for you?
Yeah. So I mentioned before we hit record that I'm starting to play with like a new passion project. Right now, my husband and I, we work together with coaches who are looking to shift their business online and who are looking to reclaim freedom and into their lives. So much like we were able to do, we now help other fitness coaches, nutrition coaches make that shift as well and learn the strategies behind adjusting your mindset and stepping into who you are confidently as a coach to be able to not only make the monetary shift online, but to be able to do so in a way that feels good for you, right? Now I'm also working more closely with coaches on how to coach from a heart-centered perspective. So how to help people create deeper change in their lives and not just a surface level transformation. So not just monetary, not just physical, but more so a mental and emotional changes, which is something that I feel our certifications really don't do justice because it's not really very tangible or measurable. So I'm really digging into that right now, sort of as a side project. But our main focus is helping people create freedom in their life, for sure.
Awesome. And so just to understand a little bit deeper then, so you and your husband were obviously like both in the fitness industry then when you first had your gym. And were you guys both personal trainers? Is that how this all sort of...
Yeah. So he actually had his own marketing agency for 10 years beforehand. Yeah. He supported me while I went through university. I graduated. I got my exercise physiology certification, which I was planning on working with like pediatric obesity or cardiac rehab or something like really important, right? And there were no jobs available at the time. So I was like, well, what can I do with this in the meantime that'll make a little bit of money? I haven't been making any money for 4 years. He's been supporting my ass. So I started personal training for like this other dude just in my city. And he had always had a passion for for personal training, for bodybuilding, for health and wellness, mm-hmm. his whole life. He would research articles and stuff in his spare time. And so when I started to make money, he decided to completely shift careers and join me. And mm-hmm. it was not long after that that we opened our first studio together.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Very cool.
I know.
Yeah. So where is the best place for people to find you and follow you and to learn more about you?
Yeah. So my husband and I, we co-host a weekly podcast as well. It's called The Unfiltered Coach. We're on there every single week without fail. So you can check us out there. You can also head to momentumlab.training. We have a free training app that you can feel free to check out if you'd like, or just shoot me an email and we can chat. LauraPoberin.com is where you can find me there. And I'm an open book. You can ask me anything you want.
Awesome. And then your last name is spelled P-O-B-U-R-A-N.
Yep, that's exactly okay. right. Yep.
Perfect. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Laura. I really appreciate your candidness and just being, you know, open to sharing all of the things that, you know, you've gone through to get to where you are. And I definitely totally agree. The epitome of the Little Mermaid and Tony Robbins totally came out today. So thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Ash. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for listening to Social Selling Simplified. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode, because you never know when there's going to be a guest or a topic that absolutely changes your business and changes your life. I'd also love for you to leave us an honest review that we can definitely be in touch with what you want to hear more of and what topics are really making an impact in your business. Now, if you want to take it a step further, there is an awesome quiz that we've put together to help you understand what you need to do to grow your social selling business. Now, when you go to ashleyshaw.ca/quiz, you're going to be able to discover the biggest priorities in your business, how to remove roadblocks, and hone in on where to spend your time and create the social selling business of your dreams. And that's at ashleyshaw.ca/quiz. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Social Selling Simplified.